Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
It's so hot in the future. Today's temperature is 92 degrees, with a humidex of 8,000. Why is it so humid in the future? And the mad supercomputer Illusionoid has the only swimming pool. In your future, mankind will journey to the edge of the universe and glimpse infinity. And what will infinity consist of? Mostly snouts and hooves.
Going by the math,
These
are the coordinates to find the infinity sausage.
That's right. These are the coordinates I determined using the latest algorithm. It's not perfected yet, but it's what I used.
But the infinity sausage is a myth.
That's what they say. That's what my grandpappy told me when I was 4 years old. Knee-high to him, I was. He sat me down and he said, "Kevin, infinity sausage." And he turned the lights out. That's all I remember.
You'd think you'd have a more traditional Scottish name.
You think so?
Than Kevin.
It's what my grandpappy called me. My parents were killed. Killed in that solar flare. You remember the one?
Oh yeah, that one.
I was just a baby. Just a baby.
Look at the little baby.
Oh, he's a little whippersnapper he is, eh? Hey, what's that at the window?
Well, it's solar flare.
Oh, it's awfully bright.
It certainly is.
Oh, my God. Kevin, I throw you to safety so that you may live through this horrible event.
May the peace of the universe keep you, Kevin, and may you find the infinity sausage.
Albert Gabra!
Oh! It's all I remember. I was careening through the air and I fell behind a Kevlar screen while they were burned to cinders.
Imagine we could find the longest sausage. It stretches to infinity. I'll get it.
All right.
Hello?
Is one of you Kevin?
I am Kevin.
Well, just...
Oh, but no.
He might be here. Who's asking?
My name is Agent McLaughlin. This is Agent Thompson. Hello.
You guys sound alike.
Yeah, we sound alike because we're from the same agency.
And what agency is that?
The government agency.
I've heard of them.
Have you?
Yes, the government agency.
Well, this is Kevin. You clearly want him and not me. I have nothing to do with his calculations.
Oh, yeah? Are you Gary?
Damn it.
We got a file on you too, Gary.
Oh, man, a file?
I told you, Gary. I told you, downloading those movies would catch up with you.
I just really wanted to see Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore.
Let's take a look at your file, Gary. Son-in-Law, download it. Jury duty, download it.
Yeah.
In the army now. Download it.
But not Encino Man.
No, strangely not Encino Man.
No, he's no Brendan Fraser fan, this one.
That's true.
No.
We understand.
Do you? Do you understand anything?
Would you just let us finish our sentence?
Sorry.
Agent Thompson, why don't you take it from here? Thank you, Agent McLaughlin. We understand.
Wait, I what? What do you understand?
I can take it from here. We have a good understanding that you two are looking for the Infinity Sausage.
How could you know that?
We read your emails.
Right.
We read all of your emails all the time.
All of them?
Yeah, it's a shitty job.
Ugh.
Two of us. In fact, there's a lot of emails going out right now that we're missing on account of visiting you two assholes. So, give us some respect.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not easy working for the agency.
No, I can imagine it's a tough job, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond wanting to find the Infinity Sausage, we understand you know how. That you, for the first time in history, actually have a lead on where it is.
Well, we have coordinates. Kevin did the math and figured out the coordinates of where it should be.
Yes,
we haven't gone to see if it's there.
No, we haven't. Honestly, all we've done is we've taken this printout and I showed it to my friend Gary, and then you showed up, and that's as far as we've got. We don't know where the Infinity Sausage is, or if it's even real.
Well, we can tell you it is.
It is.
I personally have tasted that sausage.
What?
What?
Let me tell you a little story.
All right.
Agent Thomas, are you sure you want to go there?
Just let me finish my story.
This guy has fucking stories. Not too long ago, I took part in a top secret experiment. I was put in a motion simulator to see what would happen if I was transported at speeds near that of light.
Did you throw up?
Yeah, I threw up. I threw up as soon as I heard about the mission.
That's a low gag threshold you've got.
Hold on.
Oh, God. Oh!
I just had these rugs cleaned.
Nothing gets that out.
God.
I have to apologize for him. Stop apologizing for me. I got in this capsule and they simulated the speed of light. Only something went wrong. The capsule got loose. And what do you think happened? I traveled. Not into a wall. Not through a wall. But through the particles of the wall.
So through the wall?
No, not exactly through. The wall didn't break. I went through the particles between the wall.
The spaces through the wall, between the particles in the wall.
The spaces between spaces.
The spaces between spaces.
Spaces. Okay, you guys are doing a better job telling my story than me.
No, continue.
No, you're doing fine. Go on.
Long story short.
If that's possible.
Long story short. The windshield smashed, and before I knew it, I had a face full of sausage.
Gary, didn't you download that one as well? Face full of sausage?
Yeah, we saw that in his file. Look,
what I do in my private time is none of your business.
We're like a hotel. We don't bring up those titles.
Just put it on the download list as movie.
Just movie.
We got a lot of those.
Oh,
right.
It tasted like time and space.
It tasted sausage. Like time and space?
But smoked.
Oh, like hickory smoked or mesquite.
Or cherry or applewood.
Oh. It was mesquite.
Mesquite's lovely. Oh, mesquite. So the Infinity Sausage is real.
And tastes like mesquite.
And you want to find it again.
Yeah.
But what do you want?
We want you to bring this with you. It's a device.
I can see that.
We can't really say anything beyond that.
It's got a sticker on it. It's called the Quantum Destabilizer.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You're looking to destabilize the quantum states of everything?
You're looking to take the sausage apart?
You're looking to infuse the sausage of infinity with a quantum destabilizer?
You're looking to make the sausage into smaller pieces so everyone can have some?
You're looking to skin that sausage with a quantum effect?
You're looking to take the filler in that sausage and turn it inside out?
You're looking to eat that?
God damn it, McLaughlin, I told you to take the sticker off of that goddamn device. I thought you were supposed to take the sticker off after you used it. No, it's a manufacturer's sticker. You can take it off as soon as you take it out of the store. So it's unlike a mattress? It's exactly like a mattress!
Stop fighting!
Look, we're not getting anywhere.
What is the casing made of? Of your machine, I mean, not the sausage.
The casing is made of first-grade adamantium.
So it's impenetrable. The casing of the Infinity Sausage is impenetrable.
No, the device.
What?
The casing of the device.
The casing? No, I thought we were talking about the casing of the sausage.
The casing of the device.
Ah.
Is grade one adamantium.
And the casing of the sausage.
Grade three adamantium.
Son of a bitch!
Robbie Burns.
How did you get inside it?
I didn't get inside it.
Well, how did you taste?
Got inside
me. Of you.
Don't finish his sentence.
Sorry.
I get that enough from this guy. Would you cut that out?
You want us to form a team. You, McLaughlin, Gary, and myself.
Oh no, we're not coming with you.
What?
It's just me and Kevin?
You got into this on your own folly and initiative. Well, you'll get yourself out. The other thing is, if you don't do it in 12 hours, you'll both explode.
What?
Yeah, see these things on your back?
Oh, jeez, yes.
What? How'd you get those there?
Yeah, we just put them there when you weren't looking.
Son of a
remember
bitch.
When I tapped you on the back?
I remember that. I was like, that's familiar. What's he doing?
Yeah, those things are on your back now, and you'll explode.
Good Lord.
Kevin?
Yes?
We have to go to the coordinates where the Infinity Sausage is.
Well, you know what we're going to need? To work out. These ab crunches are going to do it, man. They're really great.
How much more? I've already done 7 hours on this treadmill.
Okay, all right.
7 more hours, gentlemen.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, good, good, good. All right. My lats. Look at my lats.
Oh, those are nice. I'm just going to keep doing some yoga over here.
Okay. I'm going to do some Pilates.
Nice.
Yeah. All right.
You two girls look pretty good.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah. Tight.
Now we're fit. We can go after that sausage.
We've got the vehicle. You've got the coordinates. And you've spent 11 of your 12 hours working out.
Time well spent, though. Look at this.
Yeah.
Okay. I call this the gun show. Look at that.
Check this out.
Oh, man, look at that. Who knew you had muscles there?
That's right. No one.
Nobody.
I'm feeling pretty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pretty inadequate right now.
Well, that was the point.
You're an okay guy. You do other things really well, Thompson. Thank you, McLaughlin. Still.
So we got an hour.
Let's do this.
Godspeed, gentlemen.
Let's get in the ship.
All right. Let me hit these switches here. Check the atmosphere. Nitrogen. Oxygen.
What was that first one?
Nitrogen.
Pardon?
With nitrogen in here.
Are you guys going to use the nitrogen?
Yeah,
yes, we should.
Apparently it's already here.
It'll allow us to breathe.
And blast off!
Hey, McLaughlin. Yeah, Thompson. We never told them why we want them to destabilize the sausage. Exactly.
That was some G-force.
Now, let me punch in these coordinates.
All right.
And enter. The ship, something's changing.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, we're going to faster than light speed.
Getty.
Yes.
You seem to be moving slower.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at you, but you
look. Why do you mean me?
I cannot.
We've made it.
Here we are. Look, we're at the edge of everything.
Oh, there's the end of the sausage.
There it is. It's got one of those little metal things on it.
Yeah, the little tie-off.
To keep it closed, yeah. Look at it. It's glorious.
It just stretches on forever.
This is what my mummy and my daddy wanted me to see.
And now you've seen it.
And I've got to destabilize it.
Well, let's do this.
Do you think it'll bring them back?
Who?
My mummy and my baby.
Who?
My mummy and my daddy. Haven't you heard the tales? That the one who holds the Infinity Sausage wraps his hands around reality. Have you heard that?
No, I've never heard that. Let's do this, or these government guys will never leave us alone. Let's get the destabilizer out there.
All right.
We'll use the robot arm so we don't have to leave the ship.
Good idea. Voice command. Robot arm!
Yes?
Grab the quantum destabilizer.
Got it.
Deploy!
Where to?
Over by the Infinity Sausage.
Oh, man. Look at that thing. It's so full of meat and stretches on forever. I wonder if I could get my hand around it.
Robot arm, don't put your hand around it. That's for me to do.
Deploying destabilizer.
Away. There it goes. Look at it. Receding into the distance. It's getting closer to the Infinity Sausage. Getty, turn on their microphone so we can hear what it sounds like.
Oh man, this thing is like huge in my hand. You guys, check this out. Can almost get all the way around it.
Can you guys hear us?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yes.
We're getting some strange readings back here. You're not using a robot arm to jerk off at a sausage, are you?
No.
No.
No, it was the robot arm's idea. We didn't program it to do that.
God damn it, there's something you should know about that robot arm. It's only in it for itself.
Robot arm, please, deploy the destabilizer and retract.
No way. This thing is awesome.
I'm going to have to destroy the robot arm.
Just sever it and leave it out there with the destabilizer and then set off the destabilizer and let's get the hell out of here.
All right, Gary, good advice. All right, I'll punch in the kill safe code. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow. That's the safe code?
Well, so I didn't forget it, you know? I have a ton of PIN numbers to remember.
I guess you're
all right. Like, this is... If I make this something I'm going to forget, imagine being up by the Infinity Sausage and I forget the pin.
Hey, what's going on in there?
It's okay. Everything's fine, Robot Arm. Everything's fine. Goodbye!
Severed. Oh, man. The robot arm is out there with the destabilizer. Let's get to a safe distance and set this thing off.
There's a moon over there. Let's get behind that.
Great. Safe.
Good. All right. I can't see a thing. We're behind the moon.
We'll put it on the vision. Put it on the view screen.
Good idea. Remote camera on. Ooh, look at it.
Stretches on forever, and that hand is looking weird and weirder.
It sure is, isn't it?
Okay, are you ready? I'm going to set off the destabilizer.
All right, Gary, do it.
And go. All of it is just shimmering and wavy, and now it looks like it's turning into particles.
It's totally destabilizing.
Look at it.
But look what's coming out of it! It's me mommy and my daddy.
They've been inside the sausage this whole time.
This whole time! That solar flare that killed them put them inside the Infinity Sausage. That was their message to me. To get them out.
Kevin!
Kevin!
Little Kevin!
Look at you all grown up.
That's right, I'm a man!
And now you can know, since you found the sausage, the secret.
What's the secret?
We're not really here.
What?
No.
Dad! Come back! You're not here! What do you mean?
I'm actually still here, though!
Mom! You're still here!
Just one sec. Mom, we're not really here. We died a long time ago.
You know what? I never make the decisions in this house.
And you never will! With that attitude.
Mom, Dad, don't fight! Don't let this be my last memory of my mom and dad!
He abused me, Kevin!
Oh, I don't want to hear it!
Kevin, listen, your mother never listens.
He emotionally abused me.
She deserves it, Kevin.
A terrible man.
Her kilt is all askew.
Oh! I'm gonna destroy the sausage, Gary! Again!
Well, Kevin, you've destroyed the sausage.
And I killed my parents twice.
They weren't really here, though.
Weren't they? Weren't they here all along?
No.
Oh, okay. So the Infinity Sausage makes your imaginations manifest.
Yes.
It projects your thoughts into real time and space.
Yeah. You saw your parents. I saw my whole video collection flash before my eyes.
Including sausage in the face?
A lot of sausage in the face.
And so McLaughlin and Thompson, they were a figment of our imaginations too?
I don't know.
What's up, you guys?
Oh, hey, Thompson.
McLaughlin.
No, I'm McLaughlin. I'm Thompson.
Oh, sorry.
Right. We were trying to figure out what just happened.
What is your gain from all of this? We've destroyed the sausage.
And now reality is destabilized, which means we have the upper hand.
On who?
On reality.
That was your end game? To get the upper hand on reality?
Yeah, you know, it's short-term goals in our department. We don't really have a long view of things. What we thought was, what do we really need to get the edge on? Reality. So that's what we're doing. And now reality is in the shits, and we're on the up and up. So thank you, gentlemen. You've done your country a great service.
We've been used.
This is like an existential Cold War, and we were pawns.
Pawns, Kevin, pawns!
Reality has been furthering its doctrine of what is possible and impossible for too long. The government has other plans. Now we say what's possible and impossible. And what I say is possible is everything for us. And for you two, it's back to work, dickheads. Oh yeah, you can take those things off your back.
Oh, good.
Thanks.
Yeah, you can just get them off of each other's back.
All right.
I'll get yours.
I'll get yours.
Thank you. The hell just happened? My God. Our hands exploded. Why didn't you pick up those goddamn things? The devices that were on their backs, you picked them up, you took them back from them. Now our hands are gone. God damn it, Thompson. Well, we control reality, not reality. We'll just will our hands back. My God, it's not working. Holy shit. I got hammers instead of hands. Oh, you're lucky. I got books. I hate reading. Goddamn Game of Thrones, Volume 4 and 5. I didn't start it. I haven't read the first ones. How am I going to pick up Volume 1 and 2? God damn it. I'll never know who's who. What am I going to hammer? Can't pick up a goddamn nail. Reality! Infinity sausage!
Infinity sausage!
Infinity sausage!
Infinity Sausage Minus One. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates as Andrew, the unimportant scientist, Kevin's mother, and Agents McLaughlin and Thompson. The smart as Kevin, and Nug Nargang as Gary, Kevin's father, and the robot arm voice. Recorded at Illusionoid headquarters in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Edited by Illusionoid. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.